Here's a thought I'll title, Our Visual Medium. I've used this analogy before, so you've probably heard it, but I'm going to give a slightly different twist on this idea, and that is compare the experience of viewing an Edward Weston book published in, say, 1940, and something published today. In 1940, if Edward Weston published an image in a book, and you compared that to the image original, his original Gelett and Silver print, there was a mind-boggling difference between the two, and the real print, as it were, the original print, was so much better than the printed book that it was shocking. But compare that to today. The quality of printing has improved so much since 1940. I mean, we've had 80 years of technological improvements that commercial offset printing has become pretty spectacular. But yet, photography itself hasn't changed that much. The means of production have, of course, with digital photography compared to the wet darkroom. But the quality of an original print is not substantially different today than the quality of a finely crafted original print of 60 or 80 years ago. I suppose the biggest difference is probably color, because 60 or 80 years ago, even original color prints were pretty rare and exceedingly complex. But nonetheless, you get my point. The difference between a commercially printed image today and an original fine art photograph of yesteryear is relatively small. And the implications of that continue to amaze me. I've been looking through our recent publication, Our Magnificent Planet 2021, and I just continue to be blown away with the quality of printing that our printer up in Vancouver, British Columbia, is able to accomplish. Hemlock Printing is definitely one of the best printers in the world. And what they're able to do to preserve tonalities and subtleties and detail and color accuracy is just mind-boggling. I have lots and lots of original photographs, not just my own, but lots of other photographers in my collection. And I have to tell you, those original photographs don't look any better than what I see in the printed results that Hemlock is able to achieve for us in our commercially offset printed publications. And the implications of that are simply mind-boggling. The primary difference now between a commercially printed book and an original print basically resolves down to scale. An original print can be so much bigger, and isn't it interesting that so much of contemporary photography is pushing the limits of big? Bigger and bigger prints are more and more dominant in the fine art photography world. And my suspicion is that is so, because the differences between a small original print and a similarly sized commercial offset printed publication is just not very significant. And isn't that wonderful that we can have such a quality viewing experience in a finely printed book? What a great time to be a photographer.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.